It's after the debut, which is some years ago, isn't it? It's the early 90s that I leave Pearl Jam. And I didn't like all of the stuff from that either. I didn't like all of the tracks on there, but I like some of them. I mean, the next album, I thought, I don't know, Vitalogy, oh, I'm not sure about this. Spin the Black Circle and all that, wasn't keen. And since then, I've just dipped in and out of, well, that sounds like a, you know, a nice perky rock track. I've never listened to an album from beginning to end. I mean, some will say, how dare you, you heathen? But there's a lot of music out there, isn't there? And I sort of know what I like. Not sort of, I do. I know what I like. And Pearl Jam didn't seem to be it. However, I sat down with a bit of trepidation and had a listen to the Pearl Jam new album, Dark Matter. And it is actually quite a dark matter, because what they've got is an extraordinary sharpness. Now, the health and safety executives should be all over this album, because you could cut yourself in a variety of different ways, both with the guitars, with the bass. Let me explain. Scared of Fear, I like that, starts, it arrives for a while. It's got a sharp and really funky guitar with Eddie Vedder's warbling vocal on there. It has a sort of new wave, not new metal, new wave, and rock middle. It's frenetic. It does get a bit of time for contemplation, but that sharp guitar, and then also the insistent riff in the next track, React, Respond, do both of those things. With that new wave groove again, it sounds a bit like, it sounds a little bit like, who am I thinking of? They were funky, they were part of the Hacienda. That's them, a certain ratio. I had to go and look it up, can't believe it. They're one of my, not my favourite bands, but they're a band I really love, and they've got a new album actually. Sounds a bit like that. That kind of agitational, insistent, gotta get up and dance kind of feel to it. It's got a really good groove, React, Respond, do both. And it has a sort of, in the middle, a little bit of rising that you'd hear in a Bond theme tune with an almost heavy metal guitar solo. That's not what I expected from Pearl Jam. It really isn't. Feeling good about this. Sometimes they conform to what I expected. So Wreckage has a downbeat, soft feel. It's more of the kind of thing that I don't want. Sounds like standard indie. Yeah. There's a bit of Americana and folk rock in Got to Give, and there's a bit of later REM actually, and a widescreen feel of the Easy Beat and Acoustic Setting Sun, which finishes the album. But things like Dark Matter itself, that's a nasty little riff, so serrated. So, you really could, just looking at it, could cut you. And then there's some dry drums and a massive sharp bass. It connects the verses, that sharp bass. There's an off-kilter solo where you think, I'm not quite sure what they want this to be, but I'm happy it's there. And then Upper Hand, although it wanders around a bit unsure of itself or where it wants to go, it's got a smudgy kind of questing feel to it. But I prefer Running, which is triumphant as a rocker, so sharp yet again. Big bass, frenetic feel. It is running around, it sprints around, in fact, without any understanding of where it's going to go or any crossings on the road or the traffic, anything like that. This is a really good piece of work, this album. I'll be listening to it again, because that sharpness is so important. I don't know if they've been doing this for a while, because I ain't been listening, but you know what? I will now. Ta-ta.